kids podcast.
You can go slow.
A kids podcast about.
Hey, listeners, thanks for finding this episode. We believe in the power of conversations and knowing that kids like you are ready to talk about the big things going on in their world. If you like this episode, please consider sharing it with a teacher, a classmate, a relative, or someone you think should hear it. And thanks.
Welcome to the Activators! A kids podcast about activism. I'm your host, Leo Abello-Perry. On this podcast, we want to celebrate and amplify kids who are activating social change by doing what they love to spread more love. Social change means providing opportunities for people and communities to recognize what's wrong and do something about it for the betterment of humanity. On today's show, we're talking to Cohen Lucero, the founder and CEO of Team End Racism. But first, how are you feeling today? On a scale from 1 to 5, 1 being things are rough, and 5 being off the charts amazing, I'd say I'm a 3.5. No matter how you're feeling, it's all okay. I'm glad you're here with me today. And doing a self-check can help you understand how ready you are to learn new things or meet new people. For now, you can just sit back, relax, and get ready to be inspired. Today's guest is Cohen Lucero, the 9-year-old founder and CEO of Team End Racism. Cohen's working to get diverse books into schools and spread the message of ending racism through the rules he created, including 1, smile at everyone. 2, learn about Black history. 3, support Black business owners and authors. While you listen, think about if you've ever been thrown off by something a friend or classmate might have said about your appearance. That's where Cohen started, and he hasn't stopped. I can't wait for you to meet him. Here's my interview with Cohen Lucero.
Hi, I am Cohen Lucero, founder and CEO of Team End Racism, and I am 9 years old.
Hi, Cohen. How are you doing?
I am doing very good.
So I have a couple questions for you. If you were to rank how you're feeling right now, 1 being the worst, 5 being I'm great, and I feel amazing.
I would go with a 5, a perfect 5.
Cool. So what's one of your hobbies?
One of my hobbies is watching videos about dinosaurs, Godzilla, and Minecraft. I'm really interested.
That's very cool. All right, so what are you doing to try to change the world and trying to spread a message, trying to really tell people that they can make a change in the world?
I am donating diverse books to schools all around the world because diversity is very important. I like donating diverse books, books that really have character in them, like Black and Brown, books about Black history.
When you learned about racism, how did you react?
That's one of the Team End Racism facts that I have. So, if you want to know the backstory and how I did it, so at school we were having a Valentine's party and I forgot what I was doing, probably like giving it out. And my mom told me one of the girls in my class, she told me her and her friends didn't want to hang out with me because of the color of my hair, the color of my skin. And I saw mom watching protests and learned about George Floyd. So I knew I had to do something about it. So I started Team End Racism in June of 2020.
Yeah. How did it feel when you learned about George Floyd?
It felt very sad and hurtful because a police officer, like, why would an officer kill someone like that? They're innocent if they didn't do anything. That's just really sad.
Okay, I have another question for you. Can you tell our listeners what CEO means?
Chief Executive Officer. Having to make sure, as a kid, everything is going smoothly, my plan is working out, I'm like editing everything, making more rules.
Cohen has created a number of rules to guide others in the work to end racism. Check them out.
So one is smile at everyone. Two, learn about Black history. Three, support Black businesses and authors. Four, look around. Diversity is all around you. And five, do not bully. Bullying can lead to racism. It could lead you to not like other colors, so you make fun of them. You might become racist towards other people.
How did you feel when you got over your goal of raising money?
When I got over my goal of raising money, that's part of the backstory. My friend and actor, Mr. Sean Gunn, from a movie called Guardians of the Galaxy, and his wife, Natasha, spread the word with a cool video, and they are board members on my nonprofit. So we started a GoFundMe, so together we raised over $17,000 for books in diverse school supplies. So I felt very happy, proud, and I wanted to keep going.
That is so cool, Cohen. We're gonna take a quick break. And when we come back, Cohen talks about how he's working with other kids to make ending racism a possibility.
Hey, grown-ups. With over 100 different titles in our A Kid's Book About series, it may be hard to figure out where to start. Allow me to make a suggestion. There is perhaps no greater feeling, nothing more life-giving or secure than to know you belong. No matter where you are, what you're experiencing, or who you're around, without that feeling of belonging, it's hard to concentrate on anything else. We can help our kids know what it feels like to belong, and what it takes to help others feel like they belong around us.
When you do belong, it's very, very evident, right? Because I like to say your heart smiles and your brain is tickled.
That's Kevin Carroll, author of A Kid's Book About Belonging. Check out our Kevin Talks About Belonging episode of A Kid's Book About, the podcast. Listen together with the kiddos in your life. And when you're ready, visit akidsco.com for more great books and podcasts made to empower kids.
Welcome back to The Activators! In my conversation with Team End Racism founder and CEO, Cohen Lucero. He's 9 years old. He's raised over $17,000 for diverse books, and he's just getting started. How are you using what you love to make other people happy?
So I am using my love of reading books into reading diverse books, because if diversity is really what matters in the world, I want to turn reading into learning about different races, like Black authors. And I just want people to know that reading is a fun thing when it comes to diversity.
So what's your favorite diverse book?
Ooh, I think I have one called Women of Black History or Science Black History, and I really like that one, and a kid's book about racism. I love to read those books. They're very diverse.
What does it feel like to change the world?
It feels like helping the world out, helping people, helping other races know that it's okay if you don't like color black, brown, if you don't like the color white, but you shouldn't like other people because of the color that their skin is. Like, if you don't like that color, you just have to accept other people. Not tell them you don't like that color, I'm not going to hang out with you. It feels like wrong. So changing the world feels like we're superheroes, helping all the bad people to become good and help other people that are in need and help other superheroes fight against the bad guys and change them. That's what it kind of feels like.
How can we help kids make this future possible? Any suggestions?
My advice would be you can go around and teach about diversity, and you can probably, one of my rules, also I'm going to explain it in a sentence. If you look around everywhere, like, you can't stop but see people of different races, and you have to look around, see if you can make friends. Probably you could teach them about diversity if you don't know. And kids, they just say, oh, the color of my skin is brown, or oh, it's white. But we need to start teaching them that skin color is what matters, because people often get teased about it. And that is very rude. And it's called racism when you make fun of someone because of their skin color. So I'm also working on trying to do that.
All right. So how do you picture the world in the future?
I picture the world in the future. I picture it as a world of, like, black and white people getting together and, like, those people making friends with other people and, like, everybody being friends.
So for all those listeners out there, no matter if you're already an activator or you're just getting started, now do your superhero pose, and on three, we're all going to give Cohen an activator's cheer. Okay, you ready? You in your superhero pose? Okay, ready, set, activators!
Activators!
It was so great to chat with Cohen. I learned so much from him. Here are some things I've been thinking about since chatting with Cohen. Number one, I learned I have a connection with Cohen. Besides the color of our skin, we both have pretty strong feelings after George Floyd was killed, and we're confused, kinda still am, why policemen would ever do something like that. But something that helped us deal with this awful thing was we both picked things that we love doing and used that to make a change. Number two, I love Cohen's rules. Hard to pick my favorite, but out of all of them, the one I think about most when it comes to ending racism is smile at everyone. It's easy and it can make a huge difference. Number three, when was the last time you really thought about the characters in the books you read? How many main characters are black or brown? I know after chatting with Cohen, I started to be more aware of the diversity around me, starting with the books I read. I actually found a great graphic novel called New Kid by Jerry Craft, and the main character is a 12-year-old black kid named Jordan. It's hilarious, yet intriguing. Next time you're in a library or bookstore, ask for help to find books with more diverse characters. Thank you to Cohen Lucero for joining us today. You can find out more about Team End Racism by visiting www.teamendracism.org. Deactivators is written by me, Leo Abelo Perry, and a little help from my mom. Our show was edited and produced by Matthew Winner, with help from Chad Michael Snavely and the team at Sound On Studios. Our executive producer is Jelani Memory, and this show was brought to you by A Kids Podcast About. You can write to us at listen@akidspodcastabout.com and check out other podcasts made for kids just like you by visiting akidsco.com. See you again next week for another episode of The Activators!
Hi, I'm Matthew. I'm the head of audio at A Kids Co, and I also host A Kids Book About, the podcast, and Worth Noting. I just wanted to say thanks. Thanks for listening to our shows in your classroom or in your bedroom, over breakfast or over dinner, on your drive or on your downtime. No matter what you do between this listen and the next time you tune in, thanks. You're awesome. And it's because of kids like you that we get to make cool stuff like this. See ya.